Item number 11, Org Unit 9910, University Extension Services, page 348.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman Cullen and members of the Finance Committee. My name is Eloisa Gomez, and I'm the director for the Milwaukee County Office of UW Cooperative Extension. Cooperative Extension's mission in Milwaukee is to facilitate people's use of university knowledge to make informed decisions that enrich their lives and enhance their communities. We offer approximately 30 different programs in and throughout Milwaukee County, and we work with we served approximately 73,000 Milwaukee County residents in 2012. We anticipate that similar number to be the number served for 2013. In addition, we have a mission to work with our community residents who are interested in volunteer work, so we provide, I think, exceptional training in a variety of different areas, particularly our horticulture and in youth development to work with our community. So this is an overview of the services that we provide in and throughout Milwaukee County. I'd like to answer any questions you'd have on the overall, and I'd like to introduce a request that we have as it relates to one of our youth development programs.
Yeah, if you can briefly summarize that. We've got something. I've got something from Supervisor that you gave to Supervisor Johnson. I don't know if other people have gotten this.
There should be a handout
that so we have it in front of us, so if you can briefly.
Yes, I'd be glad to do that.
Sure.
We have a really wonderful program. It's called the 4-8 STEM program, STEM standing for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. And the program is within our area of 4-H youth development. In that area, we serve about 900 youth each year through a variety of our programs. 4-H STEM is one of our newer programs. It is currently targeting 532-04, 07, and 15. We are interested in expanding the program to the north side and serving middle school youth at some of the schools, either private or public schools. It's a school-based STEM effort that exposes young people, middle school students, to the STEM area. Sometimes that's viewed as sort of a scary area for people, and yet the STEM area is a growing area for young people. It offers a living wage kinds of jobs, so we find it as an opportunity to create a greater pathway, if you will, to our young people, as well as exposing them more to post-secondary education. As part of the STEM program, we provide some orientations and some career exposure to the university system schools, as well as to the STEM professions. We're in our third year. We find it to be very effective. We have some evaluation tools. And young people, as a result of this, say they do have a greater confidence in the STEM areas. We have it's a certificate-based program. So you have to accomplish a number of things to gain certificate level one. It's a two-year program so that the youth that are there for second year also have additional skill-building opportunities, and we ask them to create a portfolio and enter a science fair competition. We have currently $29,000 out of a $71,000 budget. And 25 of that 29 has come from UW Extension. They have a strong commitment, as you know, towards youth development. However, that is one-year funding, and so we would like to seek support from the county to in the amount of approximately $42,000 to help us maintain this program and actually expand it. And so I'd be glad to answer any questions you would have about that.
Did you make this request to the county executive?
I have not yet. I have informed them.
I mean, you know, during the budget process, were you not ready at that time to know of the request? Or, I mean, the timing of this is a little difficult.
Yes, that would be That would be correct. It came after the time we submitted our budget.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions of Ms. Gomez? Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for joining us today, Ms. Gomez. It's always a great pleasure to see you. For the committee's knowledge, the UW Extension has been vital for the work that we've done on South 6th Street in my district for the community gardens, where there are the extension gardens on the north side and in the development of the gardens on the south side. On the STEM program, that is very exciting to me, as I've been to a few STEM-related events, including basically a science fair, where the students showed off their projects. And the look of confidence that these children had was amazing. They were talking to me in pretty advanced terms about their experiments and what they were finding through them. And this is giving these kids real knowledge and confidence that they can do really good work. And we need that in the city, for sure, and throughout the county. I have, thanks to the extension, I was able to attend the Public Leadership Interest Development Conference, and through that I learned that 4-H is everywhere, and in fact we have it here in Milwaukee County. It needs to be expanded, in my humble opinion. I'll be looking at this with great interest. Ms. Gomez, I see that your revenues and expenditures both decline in this budget by roughly $22,500. Can you please elucidate me on that?
Yes. We had one non-reoccurring budget item. When our assistant director retired, we needed some capacity in the area of technology support. So we went into a separate contract with IMSD to receive the technology support. We have since transferred that the services to UW Extension, so that for the upcoming year we will not need the contract with Milwaukee County. They still provide a certain level of technology-related services, but the separate non-reoccurring expense will no longer be needed.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Gomez. And thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Seeing nothing further from the committee, thanks for coming, and we'll consider your request, I'm sure.